This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's Mike Shope.
We were having a very serious conversation about mayonnaise here.
And the Bulldog.
And don't even talk to me about weed.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Everything's coming to a conclusion for the Bills in this regular season. And eventually the playoffs. I mean, we got a little bit, hopefully more like two, but a month left. 1 to 2 months to go.
That's a big difference.
It is a big difference. It's all the difference.
It's a big month.
It's the whole difference.
It's everything. That month is everything.
And the Sabres news has people talking, like whether this is exciting. Is it arrows up for the Sabres? Is it just another thing? 803-0550 for your calls. The change at GM, of course, I mean. Sorry, everybody. I'll keep this short. Bulldog, do you remember watching Super Bowl VII, Miami's undefeated season? You would have been like six, maybe. No?
No, nothing springs to mind.
Today was the date of the game.
Wow.
December 16th.
Yeah.
1973 would have been the date of Super Bowl VII, right. I believe. It used to be over.
Yeah.
By now. So that college football could have its bowl season.
Oh, sure.
You know,
it's clear out of the way. Yeah, yeah.
Right. We didn't need any NFL.
14-game season. Yeah, that
14-game season.
That small playoff pool.
Right. Four teams per conference.
Right. Were there.
There was one wild card.
One wild card on each side.
Right. So the 72. I said I would keep it short. 72 AFC playoffs would be undefeated Miami, Cleveland. I think would have been the wild card. Pittsburgh and Oakland, and that's the Immaculate Reception. In the divisional round, Cleveland gave Miami a game but lost. And the AFC Championship went to Pittsburgh, even though Miami was unbeaten, because they rotated it by division. So, and there are no 2 weeks in between games or anything either. So,
and they could win a game in the cold, these Dolphins?
In Pittsburgh, yeah. They could. They did. They had a great fake punt in this game. They also didn't win by very much, but that was their thing.
So, 72
season.
72 season, but it was December, so it still would have been 72.
Oh, December 72, of course. Yeah, right.
You're in the habit of doing that with football, because that's how it usually goes.
That's right. I didn't need to push it a year.
It still is December of 72.
That's right.
Right.
Miami-Washington. Oh, such a sucker play the Dolphins let. Don't you right? Sam said this on his show last week because they liked the Dolphins. Maybe this was even yesterday morning. They liked the Dolphins on Bet Sweats last night. But he said something like, you know that it's possible. You're going to sit down for this game and watch Tua attempt one pass where you could see his breath and go like, oh my God, I have got to change my life entirely.
Right.
What? Why did I do that?
Right.
Why would I ever have backed this?
I got to the game right around the time he threw that pick. I was watching a hockey game. I was just kind of hanging out, just doing stuff, making dinner or whatever. And so I wasn't paying attention. I'm like, oh, it's time for the game. Let me get to the game. And I had Miami. Like, you know, whatever. I wasn't super optimistic, but I had him on the money line, just, you know, buster theory, whatever. build up a thing that'll pay a lot if it hits, and nothing hit. And that two of the pass, the interception he throws is just so rank. It's just so – it is the kind of play, if that's your quarterback and you're going to, like, be trying to – see your way forward with him, you are never going to be able to forget that pass.
I have to stop you, and I hope you go back to where you were going, but I made a mistake. This was the anniversary of their last regular season game that year. The Super Bowl was in January.
Okay.
And there were 2 weeks between the AFC Championship and the Super Bowl, what it's worth. So, sorry, please everybody hear me say this. This is the anniversary of the Dolphins clinching the undefeated regular season.
I accept your apology.
So enough, forget about the bowl games.
Right.
All the other theories.
They were still playing the playoffs into January.
January 14th, 1973.
No February.
No, never. That we know.
We're like a month later now, but, you know. Whatever.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Anyway, you were saying on Tua?
Yeah, Tua. That pass, that is, it's you're just never going to forget it. You anytime you're gonna be with your friends, you like the Dolphins for some reason. God bless y'all, right? And you're in a bar, you're whatever, you're at your fantasy draft. You're like, I don't know, you know, I think, you know, he can maybe still, he's had some good years in the league, and like someone's just gonna like pull that interception up on their phone. And you're like, yeah, I'm sorry, yeah, we're toast. I can't back this guy. I mean, it's one throw, I know, but it was just so meek and representative of everything that you think, like when you think negatively or think the worst about him and them, there it is. It's cold out. You're still alive. You need this game. You're not playing against some, you know, immovable object team here. It's the 500-ish Steelers. All right, just come on. Just pick it up. We can do it. What was that?
I mean,
what was that? What am I doing here? No, this is never going to work. Ever going to work. Just a terrible,
Well, they are on that list of teams with quarterback dilemmas,
yes,
then, right?
They were already. Yes, they are.
But they're down 28-3 last night to the Steelers. I mean, one play, but they're down 28-3. MVS, one of the great Bills, with a touchdown reception.
That game was very tough to watch. Rodgers is insufferable during games. Of course the network, the TV cameras are going to find him. And he's got something to say about everything. Anything that goes wrong, there's always some kind of a fit to be thrown. I don't even know. They didn't follow up on it. They didn't keep the camera on him. He walks over during a timeout late in the first half. And looks like he is barking at somebody. I'm like, who is he? Is he talking to Arthur Smith? Who is he talking to with that face? But they never showed it, and they just panned away. Like, he's got to be very tough to play with, I think.
Who do you think it was?
I guess it would have been the coordinator. There was some frustration about plays getting in, and, you know, he's always doing this. I'm doing it for the cameras, you know, like, come on. Right? He's that. It's just, somebody always turns the wrong way. It's always, you know, it's just, he's modern day Marino. Yeah, without the isotoners. It's just so bad. Like, the whole vibe of that game was just,
I told you I turned it off. I never turned it off.
Just a bunch of posers. I'm watching a bunch of fake teams. You're not doing anything this year. What are you doing here? Your uniforms look good. The end zones look great. I'll give you that, Pittsburgh. Man, the rest of it was tough.
Well, Miami, so today, Mike McDaniel didn't close the door on benching Tua. They have 3 games left. They're 6-8. They're out of it officially. The Bills might need Miami to beat New England.
I know.
And in New England, is that going to be Zach Wilson?
Could be.
I mean, we don't want that.
That's what today, no, we don't.
What, we want Tua to throw that pass in the cold in Foxborough then in 3 weeks.
And maybe have it actually go well. Yeah, I don't know. I'm a little torn. Maybe your name here, no pressure guy, Zach Wilson, hits a couple throws. I don't know. Or go Jets.
Brady Cook.
Whew. Yeah, that took a hit.
The Jets are going to the bottom. You know they want to. That's Brady Cook. I mean, they're not trying to beat anybody. Coach is probably safe. Right now, it's the Raiders and the Giants at the top of the list for the number one pick, but we know that can change. We saw that last year.
Yeah, they're both 2-12. The Raiders, the Titans, and the Giants are all 2-12.
Yeah. But the Jets, I mean, top five pick, new quarterback.
Yep.
They need that. They need to stop winning. Did they start? Who did they beat recently? Like, oh, great. Atlanta, right? I think, did they beat Atlanta a couple of weeks ago? Anyway.
They won a game recently,
they
yes.
They should have no interest in winning any games.
I remember who it was against.
And the Bills either need them to beat New England at home, if you want it, or have Miami do it. Miami is not that far down in the standings, but come on the road. That's what
right.
The Bills need, one of those results at least to win the AFC East. Like, not lining up great.
No.
Let's go to Michael here. Hi, Michael.
Hey, guys. So I wanted to open the floor to the idea that maybe the new kickoff rules and the in combination with how good kickers have gotten, and there's like conversation about how they changed the protocol for kicking balls. It just feels like, especially after watching the way the Seahawks game ended, and albeit that's not the only example at all, it just sometimes feels too easy to get points. Like, we have these drives at the end of games, at the end of halves, where, you know, the return is out to the 30 plus, and then there's, you know, one 20-ish to 25-ish yard pass or between two plays, and then all of a sudden they're kicking a field goal. It just seems like, as much as special teams matters, I think sometimes we've seen them impact or change the outcome of games a little bit more than I feel like they should. I don't know if it's a good or bad thing, but maybe think about it.
I like that you brought this up. It's not something I might have thought to bring up on its own, but it is interesting right now. Here is what I would I think probably the data supports your take on this, Michael. The prediction I might make at this point in time about where this goes next is not that they change the kickoff rule again. I mean, you know they don't want to keep changing the
right.
rules. It's already very confusing, and you know you have landing zone
right.
and all these different
lands in the landing zone, but gets to the end zone, that's a different yard line. There's just too much.
It can be the 20, it can be the 35, it can be the 40.
Right.
Oh, but if there's a penalty and they kick off from a different yard line, then there's another one. It's, I don't know. Like, I still have to kind of guess at it when I'm watching. I don't know, like, instantly what is going to happen. So, they want to get away from having to change that all again. I think they probably think that it's really working because you are getting exciting kickoff plays. Mm-hmm. So, I think, you know, that on top of the default position that you don't want to keep changing your rules, all of that means they're not going to change anything, I predict, with the kickoffs. Maybe there are a couple of loopholes that they might close, but really, fundamentally, they're not going to change.
Right.
You're not going to see it look different. I wonder if the next thing is the goalposts.
I was hoping you weren't going to say goalposts because that was what I was going to say.
Okay.
But fine, we're thinking the same way here. Like, and I don't think it'll be right after this year. I think they'll give this. I think what the caller is suggesting will probably be borne out significantly enough by data that percentage of drives ending in scores, the amount of field goals kicked after only getting one first down following a kickoff, something along those lines will be studied. And maybe within a couple of years, I'll say. I don't think it's something that will be imminently discussed. Like, it's changing this spring. But yeah, that's the next. You got to make it harder for the kick. The kicker is going to be capable of kicking it from 60 comfortably, maybe even pushing to 70. Like, guys are not going to get weaker. They're going to get better at it. They're going to keep working to hit longer and longer field goals because the value of having that guy is going to be further enhanced the longer we have the rule structure. So, yeah, the goalposts narrowing by a foot or something is maybe a thing that ends up on the table.
Yeah, I think that's next. Watch Aubrey on Sunday night.
Yeah.
He doesn't even look like he even swings his leg.
I know.
He's just sort of, it's a wedge.
Yeah.
It's a wedge in golf that he just puts 55 yards down the middle.
I'm really noticing that also on the kickoffs,
Yeah, definitely.
When you know, because guys aren't trying to boom it out of the end zone anymore, so it just looks like a very casual play now for the kicker.
It's a wedge shot.
I'm just gonna, I don't want to put everything on this. I'm just gonna pop it down there, hope to land it at the three.
It's a 75-yard golf shot. Well, it's almost that distance actually in football, but it's like a what is it? 60 yards in football. That's where they're kicking it.
Yeah,
about 60 yards. Yeah. That's like a 60-yard golf shot where you don't take the full windup.
I've got a 50-yard club. I've got a 100-yard club. I don't have a 60-yard club.
Right.
I got to figure out how to hit that. Right.
And, you know, three quarters.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. And when they overhit it, we had that a couple times on Sunday. Both teams.
Yep.
The kickers, I think they would say overhit it. And team started from the 35. All right. Thanks, Michael. Here's Christian next. Hi, Christian.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Me and my buddies in our Sabres group chat today, obviously with Kekalainen and coming in, the question of Lindy and the whole evaluation of the coaching staff and the question of the alumni game coming up came up, and I guess we looked it up, and it's January 15th.
You mean the game where all the guys from 06, 07, 05, 06 are all coming back, right? They're not playing a game, but they're coming. Yes, right. Gotcha.
Correct. And just the potential awkwardness, I guess, with, I don't know, that whole situation. And if Lindy gets fired, like, you know, is he not allowed to come? Like, just your thoughts on that situation, I guess.
Okay.
Could that be something that would matter to ownership?
Yeah.
That they have that game in a month in terms of Lindy? But he would still work there, probably.
Yeah.
The rumor is,
I think if he gets
isn't coaching,
moved, I don't think Jarmo Kekalainen is going to just put Lindy Ruff out at the curb. My guess would be, and this lines up with. Again, there was a lot of stuff in the wind all week last week. You know, obviously the big nuts of it turned out to be correct that Adams was getting fired. There was, early in the week, there was some counter stuff that, Adams is going to go upstairs, nobody's going to like it. But that didn't happen. He's out of the organization. Lindy going upstairs, I think, is still something I was hearing last week attached to Adams getting fired that I wouldn't surprise me if it happened. So I don't think if he's not coaching – I'm not anticipating there being an awkward situation where he's not in the organization anymore. That's not to say it couldn't happen. I mean, Jarmo Kekalainen, if he's got autonomy, maybe he'll, you know, have reason. Maybe he's observed enough and doesn't like it. I don't know, but.
Sounded like it.
Just not what I've been hearing. So I'm not anticipating there being a problem there.
Yeah, I felt like what I heard today was that he's not completely on board with how this team is being coached. So. He wants different levels of effort and character and stuff. You know, you can't just change the whole roster immediately. I wonder if coaching changes might be afoot. Those watching, I did this. I put my arms up. Know why?
I was watching. No, why?
Badgley.
Curling? Had to be curling. So the only thing. Because there's not.
I am watching curling, too, but.
Wow. So
Badgley.
You got to make friends with someone in the bullpen because someone here just. In the chat said Michael Badgley in the bullpen chat. You've got fans
reported. It's happening.
Yeah.
The Bills are signing him.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Called it. That's what all the fantasy obsession is good for. Is that when a Bills kicker gets hurt, I got a name immediately because I know who the kickers are that have been cut. Michael Badgley signed to the practice squad, says Tom Pelissero. Matt Prater is out, and so Badgley is probably next man up.
Good call by you.
I mean, if he's going to be signed to the practice squad, he's probably going to kick Sunday because nobody else. Unless you want to do an amazing thing, just let Ray Davis kick off and then no kicking after that.
Nah.
We're going for two. We're going for first down.
If the game goes the certain way, I'll let him kick extra points.
Even
if I'm up by 20.
Sure. You know, like a preseason game.
Yeah, right. Like he did.
You're the Browns.
Yeah, right.
don't have a kicker.
Yeah, he's their kicker. Yeah, they'll elevate him until Prater's healthy. Like, Prater's not right. supposed to be out for the year or anything, at least at this point. So they'll hope to get through a week or two with Badgley, elevate him. They've got three elevations. They've got three games left.
This guy's probably the same thing. Prater did well.
Yeah, he did.
Badgley missed three extra points, I believe, this year for Indianapolis. And one field goal, and they cut him. To go with, I was here bragging about what I knew about kickers. Schrader, I think, is maybe their kicker. Spencer Schrader?
I don't know. You want me to find out for you?
I feel like cutting Badgley was bad luck.
I can get their depth chart quickly.
Because they've lost their last four games.
Yeah, well, clearly it's cost them. No question about that at this point. Their kicker is who? Where is it?
Spencer Schrader?
No, Blake Groop.
Blake Groopy, right. And he made a 60-yard field goal that you watched on Sunday in Seattle to give them the lead. He was with the Saints. So that's relatively new.
Yeah.
Groopy, that's right. Great name, Groopy. Badgley, the money badger, is now a Bill.
That's what we got there? Okay.
Detroit, kick for the Bears maybe also? Anyway. Wish I could have bet it. Chargers, Titans, Colts, Bears, Lions, Colts in 8 seasons. Bills now, Badgley. 803-0550, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Looking for certainly interesting Bills takes and also your reaction to the Sabres move. It's a big one. Will it turn out to have been big? We'll look for your calls again after the update here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Caller 5 now at 716-221-4WGR. That's 4947. Wins a $100 gift card to the Woodhouse Spa, Main Street in Williamsville. This holiday, give her the one thing she really wants. I would love this too. Time for herself with a Woodhouse Spa package or gift card. Bulldog, you are not eligible.
That's too bad.
So don't even call.
I could use TLC. A little self-care.
We all could. Any Buck or Aikman stuff last night bother you?
No, I love them.
I had one.
I did notice wide open. You know, we talked about this last week. Buck used to be the biggest defender in that. Burkhardt has now taken over. It must be the Fox number one chair that does it to you.
They want you to say wide open all the time?
I guess.
Is that a mandate?
It's a Fox thing. Yeah, fair and balanced. I don't know. So I don't even really notice that anymore with him. And I didn't ever really pay super close attention to the game.
Okay. I had one that I wrote out the tweet and then deleted it, sort of like rolled my eyes at myself. I really don't need to every week pick on something that's said. Mm-hmm. But Troy Aikman called Jalen Waddle as fun to watch as any receiver in football. Imagine saying that. Mm. Like, have you really thought about that? He's tied for first in this category in the whole league.
Yeah, that's tough. That's overstatement is what that is.
What receiver for you would be the most fun to watch in the league?
Oh, well, that's easy. Keon Coleman.
Well, okay.
No.
This is like a Hollywood Squares answer. Has the show ever sounded older? You know, in the Hollywood Squares, they would give a joke answer, and then they'd play the laugh track, and they'd come back with the real answer?
I really do like watching CeeDee Lamb.
Okay, good. So not Jalen Waddle?
No. I'm not a fan. Pickens can be incredibly fun to watch, but the downside with him, there's just too much of it. And it's even reared its head a little bit this year.
I mean, it has recently.
And so, I don't know. I think he'll still get a monster contract somewhere because teams are always making those bets. But I think I would be a no on him. I just don't trust him. And at that kind of commitment, like, it can sting if if it gets rocky. Lamb would be close to an answer. I don't feel like I watch Jefferson enough. Oh, no. It's Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Uh-huh.
It's St. Brown. The legend grows. I mean, he was questionable to play. A lot of the wind was 2 weeks ago now, 3 weeks ago, prime time. The wind's blowing like he's not going to play. And he plays and just goes off. He's fun. He seems to me very much like the receiver. If you get mad with the Bills passing game, this happened to me in my house after the Miami game, maybe. I don't know. Like, I get done with post game. The Bills had a terrible time trying to find their passing game. Could have been any one of these games where they struggled like that in one of these losses. And I walk downstairs. The Lions are on. And as soon as I walk downstairs, there's just an easy, like, golf drops back and throws like a 12-yard pass to St. Brown, who's open enough. I won't say wide open, but he's open, and it just looks so easy. And my wife said something because I'm complaining. The Bills can't – their passing game, it's incredible. Allen's so good. They don't have guys like this guy. It's just one little example, but I like watching him a lot.
I like that choice. I wrote down four names, and his was one. So if you want me to pick one, I will.
All right.
Of the four. Gene, I went with Adam Thielen. No, not even Gene. It'd be Peter. Peter Marshall. Mm-hmm. I went with Adam Thielen. No, I did not pick Adam Thielen, although for a time he was. He might have been my answer.
Oh, yeah.
7 years ago.
Hmm.
I wrote down four names. Now, you've got – this is interesting to me because you have guys that are like Jefferson and Chase.
It's not who's best. It's who's most fun to watch.
Right. There are guys like that are just – they seem perfect.
Yeah.
They don't drop the ball. They're open. They're fast. They're big. Like, they're perfect. St. Brown isn't quite perfect. Like, he isn't a burner, but he is tough. My favorite guys are all, like, tough guys. Mike Evans, I would say, where comes right, just like St. Brown did, he was supposed to miss the game, and he went 8-for-90 against Dallas. Evans comes right back, and he has a big night. Like, that guy... He just has been super consistent and productive his whole career. Like, that's what St. Brown aspires to be.
It took this injury-riddled season. And he's had other injuries, but this is his first year under he won't get to 1,000
yards. I don't think he can, right?
Right. I don't think it's possible.
So, Evans, St. Brown, Devontae Adams is this, with tons of touchdowns. Like, Devontae Adams, just who we were different on him in his early years when it looked like maybe he was bad, and then he just became this force, and he's been so good for so long. And I think maybe I want to pick for this, my number one would be Garrett Wilson. He doesn't have the quarterback, you know, like he's put up 1,000-yard seasons anyway for the Jets, which is kind of insane, but he does everything. He is tough like this, And his hands and body control are just like absolute 10 out of 10 for me. So, you know, next time we talk to Matt Harmon, I wonder who he would say is his favorite receiver to watch. Maybe I'll just ask him. Somebody that, who should it be? Technique is there. Diggs was on this level.
Diggs was a lot of fun to watch.
So much fun. And he wasn't big, so how he was doing it was even like more a credit to him.
You knew he was a craftsman. Like the route running, the feet, like just all the ways that he created space for himself was technique.
Anybody else you want to mention here? Neighbors is great like this, although he's been out a long time for the Giants.
I like that you mentioned Adams. I did like him pretty early in Green Bay. He's not super fast, right? But he's so long and just, I do like watching him play.
He had a touchdown catch two games ago where the pass was low, like almost to his feet and a little bit behind him. And he just never broke stride, reached down and caught the ball with no issues. Just, you know, down back here.
Yeah.
Just so good.
No, I don't think I have anyone else. I just haven't sat and watched. Like, I know, like, you know, Ibuka sounds like a really fun player, but I haven't really watched a game where he went off. Same for Smith and Jigba in Seattle. Like, I know he's prolific, but I don't see it. You know what I mean? Like, I can't say I've sat with it and gone like, wow, this guy. You know, I see highlights.
You can see him Thursday night.
Yeah. I do, you know... It's funny. I like both of the Lions guys because I like that Jameson Williams too.
Oh yeah,
I think he is fun. And I just some of these guys. I noticed this especially with like Lamb and Pickens, the amount of time they must spend on their socks and their wristbands and like neckwear. Like they are there's style points that they are achieving that I don't even know where the scorecard is. But they're working on something. Like they got a gear thing that is, I think, pretty dialed in.
I like Jameson Williams here too. The proverbial perhaps genie not going back in the bottle player right now because he's exploding for them. This would be J-Mo if you're like trying to sound hip at your dinner table tonight.
Yeah.
Or you go by what he prefers, Waymo.
Waymo.
Because he wants the ball way more.
I figured that's what that was.
Jameson Williams. Yeah. Try that on.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,